This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're getting into something really common in the B2B space, a real balancing act. How do you get those results? Now, you know, move the needle quickly, but also build something truly solid for the long haul.
Yeah, it's that tension, isn't it, between immediate needs and, well, sustainable growth.
Exactly. Businesses need that foundation, but the pressure is often on for, like, immediate wins. Which brings us right to the core of today's deep dive. SEO quick wins versus long-term strategy. It's a big debate.
It really is.
And we're going to unpack this using some great insights from Janice Romas's article, SEO quick wins versus long-term strategy explained.
Right. And our goal here for you listening is to really clarify what each approach offers. But more than that, how you can actually blend them together.
Blend them up. Yeah.
Yeah. Into a single plan that actually drives growth. We want you to walk away with those sort of aha moments, understanding it all pretty quickly without getting bogged down in, you know, too much jargon.
Okay, so let's unpack this. A business is feeling the pressure. They need results fast. Why are these SEO quick wins so appealing? What gets you that immediate visibility boost?
Well, I mean, the name says it all, right? Quick wins deliver fast. They're attractive because they give you that immediate lift in visibility.
Right.
And we're talking specific tactics here. Things like optimizing the content you already have, your page titles, descriptions, headings, getting those right.
The on-page stuff.
Exactly, the on-page SEO.
Yeah.
And also fixing those kind of nagging technical problems,
yeah,
broken links, maybe metadata issues, slow page speed, things that frustrate users and search engines.
Got it.
Another really effective one is targeting those low competition, high intent keywords.
High intent meaning?
Meaning people searching for those terms are like ready to act. They're looking for solutions you offer. And often the competition isn't as fierce for those specific phrases.
Okay.
And of course, a big one, claiming and really optimizing your Google business profile. Super important, especially for local businesses.
And the timeline for seeing results from these.
That's the beauty of it. You can often start seeing, you know, more qualified traffic coming in within weeks. Not months, but weeks. It's pretty rapid feedback.
Weeks. Okay. That sounds incredibly useful. Yeah. Are there specific situations, like ideal scenarios, where deploying these quick wins is almost a must-do?
Oh, absolutely. Think about launching a new service. You need eyes on it quickly, right?
Makes sense.
Or maybe a competitor just made a big move and need to react fast, shore things up.
Ah, reactive mode.
Yeah. Or even just improving pages that are, you know, underperforming, but you don't have the resources for a massive site overhaul right now. It's like SEO triage.
Triage. I like that. So they give you that surge, that initial boost. But what's the catch? You mentioned a catch earlier, or the source does. Where do they fall short?
Yeah, that's the key thing to understand. They're fantastic for that initial acceleration, like hitting the gas pedal.
Okay.
But they aren't the engine itself. They don't provide the sustained power. If you only focus on quick wins, well, the boost fades.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't scale on their own. You get that initial lift. But if there's no deeper strategy, you'll plateau. Or even drop back down.
Okay, so it's like a sugar rush, maybe.
Yeah.
Gives you energy, but doesn't last.
That's a good way to put it. You need something more substantial for the long run.
Right. So we've got the sugar rush sorted. What about the sustained energy? What's the foundation we need for growth that actually sticks around, the compounds?
Well, this is where the long-term SEO strategy becomes absolutely essential. If you want to stay competitive, keep attracting leads consistently. You need more.
And what's fascinating here, you mentioned.
What's fascinating is how this long-term approach builds compounding traffic. It grows month over month, year over year. It's about building this really robust, authoritative presence online.
Okay, so not just quick fixes, but real substance.
Exactly. Substance that consistently attracts the right kind of audience. People who are genuinely interested in what you do, even as, you know, market trends shift.
And what kind of tactics are we talking about here? This sounds like more involved work.
It generally is more involved. Yeah, it requires more patience. We're talking about things like building really authoritative content. Think cornerstone articles, comprehensive guides, stuff that establishes you as a thought leader in your industry.
Content that really answers deep questions.
Precisely. And earning high quality backlinks. That's getting links from other reputable websites to yours. It's a huge signal to Google that your site is trustworthy, valuable, boosts your domain authority over time.
Right, the authority piece.
Yeah. And developing topic clusters, grouping your content logically around your core services and what your buyers are looking for, makes it easier for everyone, users, and search engines to see your expertise. And crucially, consistently tracking everything, monitoring your performance, using data, and adjusting your strategy over time. It's not set and forget.
That sounds like it requires, well, patience and maybe trust, especially if you're talking to a CEO who wants to see ROI quickly.
Absolutely. Patience is key. And for leadership expecting results, transparency from your SEO partner, clear communication about why this takes time and what the long-term payoff looks like, that becomes non-negotiable. You need that trust.
Okay, so we have these two sides, the quick accelerator and the powerful long-term engine. If you're leading a business, how do you choose? Or is that even the right question?
That's exactly it. It's usually not the right question. The smartest approach isn't really about choosing one or the other. It's about integrating them, making them work together. Janice Ramos uses that great analogy in The Source.
The accelerator and the engine.
Exactly. Quick wins are the accelerator that get you moving fast. Long-term SEO is the engine that provides the sustained power. You really need both to get up to speed efficiently and maintain momentum for the long journey.
So no engine, you run out of steam. No accelerator, you're slow off the mark.
Perfect summary. You need both working in sync.
That analogy does make it very clear. But practically speaking, how do you actually synchronize them? Can you give us an example? What does this integrated approach look like over, say, the first few months?
Sure. It's really about a phased approach, thinking about when to apply each type of effort. It's less a single hard part and more about smart sequencing.
Okay, sequencing.
Yeah. So let's say in month one, your focus is heavily skewed towards those quick wins. You're doing an audit, identifying technical problems, fixing broken links, optimizing your most important existing pages. You're getting the house in order, clearing out that low-hanging fruit.
Right, immediate impact stuff.
Exactly. Then by month two, maybe month three, you should start seeing the results of that. Improved rankings, especially for maybe local searches or those niche, high-intent keywords you targeted.
So you get some early wins, build some momentum.
Precisely. It shows value quickly, which helps build confidence and, frankly, patience for the longer game.
Okay, and then?
And then, maybe starting around month four and onwards, you really lean into the long-term engine work. You start launching those bigger content campaigns, building out topic clusters, focusing on earning those authoritative backlinks. This is what generates that steady, compounding lead flow over time.
Got it.
And this is crucial. It's ongoing. You need monthly reporting, clear KPIs you're tracking against, regular strategy sessions to review performance and adjust course. It's iterative.
So it's not just doing quick wins then long term, but weaving them together continuously.
Yes, exactly. This integrated method gives you that short-term traction you can show impact within, say, 30 days while you're simultaneously building the authority and the content infrastructure you need for that sustainable long-term growth. Best of both worlds.
Wow, that really puts it into perspective. It's not either, but a smart combination.
Yeah.
So the main takeaway for you listening seems pretty clear.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to choose between getting results fast and building something sustainable for the future. The most powerful SEO approach, the one that really drives growth, intelligently combines both the accelerator and the engine.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Thinking about this accelerator and engine dynamic, this raises an interesting question, doesn't it?
No.
How might understanding this interplay needing both immediate impact and that sustainable compounding growth, how might that shift your own thinking about strategy, not just in marketing, but maybe in other areas of your business or even your life where you need both kinds of progress?
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.